With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week. With his remarks, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel's vow to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when. Whistleblowers are accusing airplane manufacturer Boeing of covering up major safety and quality failures. Boeing quality engineer Sam Salepour testified during a Senate hearing Wednesday and warned that Boeing 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. He told lawmakers he raised the issue with leadership for more than 3 years and was ignored. Senator Ted Cruz said Boeing must address growing safety public fears about the safety of its planes.
For Boeing to succeed going forward, those answers need to be given and changes need to be made to ensure that safety is central. When each of us, when our families, when our children get on an airplane, we want to trust that we're going to land safely.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court questions whether federal prosecutors went too far in bringing obstruction charges against hundreds. Supreme Court writer Mark Sherman.
It wasn't immediately clear in more than 90 minutes of arguments exactly how the court would come out. There were some justices on the conservative side of the court who seemed to favor a broad ruling that might prohibit the government from using the charge at all against January 6th defendants. Another possibility is that the court could take a more measured approach and require lower courts to evaluate on a case-by-case basis.
That is Supreme Court writer Mark Sherman. This is SRN News. A closer look at the latest Southern Baptist numbers, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The headline is that the SBC lost over 1,200 congregations between 2021 and 2022, the last year for which all the data has been compiled. But an analysis by Lifeway Research indicates that very few of those churches split with the denomination over doctrinal issues. Of the congregations that left, about 80% simply ceased to exist for various reasons. Very few churches are leaving the SBC in search of another affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee may soon join the ranks of states where public school employees have to inform parents if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. Under a bill that is progressing in the legislature, school employees would be required to pass on information about a student to an administrator who would then tell the parent. That includes a student asking for action to affirm their so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Ford is recalling several hundred thousand Bronco Sport and Maverick vehicles due to a battery detection issue that can result in loss of drive power.
The recall covers about 403,000 model year 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sports produced between February 2020 and March 2024, as well as more than 53,000 model year 2022 to 2023 Mavericks manufactured between February 2021 to October 2022. To fix the issue, car dealers will have to recalibrate the impacted vehicle's body and powertrain control modules at no cost. Owner notifications are set to be mailed out on May 13th. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Senate dismisses all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House push to remove the cabinet secretary from office. More details at SRNnews.com.